Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow.
Falls are a tremendous risk to our health as we age. Shoulder injuries are a major part of that fall risk. A friend of mine recently had a torn rotator cuff surgery and was almost totally incapacitated for weeks with physical therapy on the horizon. Then, in a recent ice storm, he fell on his porch, breaking 5 ribs and re-injuring his rotator cuff. Pain beyond and depression over why me were a reality. New surgery, extended healing time, and physical therapy seemingly forever are his future. What can you and I do to avoid this almost unbelievable situation? The forms of shoulder injuries include not just torn rotator cuffs, but dislocations, fractures, frozen shoulder, separation, sprains, and tendonitis. But how is the shoulder constructed and why so susceptible to injuries? The shoulder is comprised of 3 bones, including the collarbone or clavicle, the shoulder blade or scapula, and the upper arm bone or humerus. The shoulder is fragile because although the shoulder is the most movable joint in your body, the ball of the upper arm bone is larger than the shoulder socket that holds it in place. The first rule of treating a shoulder injury is don't live with it and don't wait. If you are to prevent long-term shoulder issues, including debilitating arthritis, get to your doctor, and if a severe injury, go to an orthopedic physician. Why? Because many shoulder injuries are the result of soft tissue damage from the tissue breaking down. If you keep using the shoulder, the soft damaged tissue can break down still faster, particularly as we age. Just do not attempt to work through shoulder damage. As we age, be aware of your limits on lifting objects, even your grandchildren. But how do you know you have a shoulder injury of concern? Well, symptoms include loss of range of motion, bruising or swelling, pain and tenderness, especially if raising your arms. Then there's lifting or pulling and shoulder weakness. A dislocated shoulder will even completely immobilize your body. Depending on the severity of the injury, see your doctor and get an x-ray. Rest, following doctor's orders and icing the damaged area 3 to 4 times daily. Wear a sling while healing and exercise as permitted to gain strength and range of motion. A physical therapist may be required, and if a severe rotator cuff tear, surgery could be necessary. Stiffness is not unusual after manual work or exercise when begun, but if it continues and you lose strength for an extended period, be concerned. Take the action suggested in NSC Joint and Tissue Formula. It's used by thousands for joint and tissue issues, then regain and maintain shoulder health while being healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Gasoline, diesel, and taxes are sky high and dollars are scarce. How can you save on health? Join the NSC Club and save 24% on every purchase with free shipping. Want more? A free bottle of what you order from the NSC Club is yours when you join. And no forgetting, your health products come to you regularly each month. Best of all, it's free to join. Save now on your NSC products. Join the NSC Club by calling 888-541-3997 today for big savings tomorrow.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC glucan sample valued at $15, with free shipping, too. To join the NSC Club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com.
This is Frank Jordan, saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.